Texte numéro 22. Choices spawn happiness. The tiny Himalayan kingdom of Bhutan long ago dispensed with the notion of gross national product as a gauge of well-being. The king decreed that his people would aspire to gross national happiness instead. That kernel of Buddhist wisdom is increasingly finding an echo in international policy and development models, which seek to establish scientific methods for finding out what makes us happy and why. In much the same way that research of consumer unions helps you to make the best buy, happiness research can help you make the best choices, said Ruth Veenhoven, who created the World Database of Happiness in 1999. When he started studying happiness in the 1960s, Veenhoven used data from social researchers who simply asked people how satisfied they were with their lives on a scale of 0 to 10. But as the discipline has matured, self-reporting has been found lacking. New studies add more objective questions into a mix of feel-good factors: education, nutrition, freedom from fear and violence, gender equality, and perhaps more importantly, having choices. People's ability to be an agent, to act on behalf of what matters to them, is fundamental. But if people say money can't buy happiness, they're only partially right. Veenhoven's database, which lists 95 countries, is headed by Denmark, with a rating of 8.2, followed by Switzerland, Austria and Iceland, all countries with high per capita income. At the other end of the scale are much poorer countries. Tanzania, rated 3.2, behind Zimbabwe, Ukraine and Armenia. The United States just makes it into the top 15 with a 7.4 index rating. While choice is abundant in America, nutrition and violence issues helped drag its rating down. In emphasizing personal freedom as a root of happiness, a study of women in the Indian state of Kerala showed that poor women who make their own choices score highly, compared with women with strict fathers or husbands. Bhutan, where less than half the people can read or write and 90% are subsistence farmers, ranks number 8 in the list of happy nations. Its notion of GNH is based on equitable development, environmental conservation, cultural heritage and good governance. But the research also shows that many people are simply disposed to being either happy or disgruntled, and as much as 50% of the happiness factor is genetic. So can you do anything about it? Some educators say you can. People can be taught emotional resilience, self-control, the habits of optimism, handling negative thoughts, and much else. Anthony Seldon, headmaster of Wellington College in Britain, is developing happiness courses, working with the Institute of Wellbeing at Cambridge, which was founded last November. Adapted from USA Today, August 2007.